what's going on in the world. You know how that works. Or do you know how it works? I hope you know how it works. Hold on just a second here with me. I got a little change
in my pocket. Speaking of how it works.
A little adjusting to do, and now it's a
wouldn't be Monday without it.
No, and it's a brand new thingamajig too that I or a rebuilt thingamajig that I have to make Monday work better. It's December 16th. We're halfway through the last month of 2013. Christmas will be over 10 days from today. How about them apples?
Wow.
So a lot of talk over the weekend, and that's what we're here to overview, what the hot hits are, the conversations that have begun on the News Talk radio stations that you're listening to. And so our job, Kenny and mine, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Evan Mantell is at the controls in our studio in Washington, is to overview a lot of the material that, small way, becomes a part of what is, according to the latest research, the number one format. Once again, the people who have been saying for a while that news and information and conversation on the radio is D-E-A-D, dead. You can eat those words, pal. Because even though there are fewer stations, and this does not include sports talk radio, which is the number eight most popular format. I probably should go through those numbers because people would be interested in that. But let's get to the latest anyway about the discussions this weekend on the anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook. That's another one of those conversations that the news media blows way out of proportion. So even though it is my job to report on what is the conversation, there is a certain amount of discretion that I have because I guess it's called the Doug Steffen Good Day program for a reason. I don't like chewing this stuff up. What has happened, however, over the weekend, in case you have not been close to the news, is there was another one of these shootings in Colorado. Denver suburb, shooter, a student there, walked into the school around half past noon, had a shotgun, a lot of shells, a machete, and a backpack with three Molotov cocktails. He fired a total of five rounds, looking for a specific teacher. Only one shot was fired directly at another student, the student who did not even know the shooter. Shooter is in a coma. Deputy sheriff, who was working as a school resource person, chased after the shooter, who turned his gun then on himself. The entire incident, from his entrance into the school to his suicide, 80 seconds. So those of you who are gun promoters, in 80 seconds, this is a deputy sheriff. If every teacher had had a gun, it wouldn't have made a damn bit of difference. What did Kenny, am I reading this right? I read through a lot of this and sort of followed it yesterday. I don't see how having everybody, if every student had a gun, this guy wouldn't have been stopped.
They would have had to have armed people at every entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Is the only way this could have been stopped.
Mm-hmm.
They did everything right. They had surveillance cameras. They saw him come in. The resource officer went right after him.
Yep.
But, you know, this was somebody who obviously had some mental problems and was determined.
Mm-hmm.
This was what he was going to do. But without having armed people at every entrance, I don't know how this could have been prevented.
888-302-3684. The gun debate will once again be front and center, and probably all week. And the fact that this took place at Christmas time last year in Sandy Hook, or at the school in Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook is the name of the school. The fact that it happened, and we should go back to, so it seems to be Columbine occurred at this time of year. Am I remembering that correctly?
I thought Columbine was in the spring.
Was it? Okay. All right. It seemed to me there was another one. But, the point I'm trying to make here is that the GD news media makes a big thing of Sandy Hook. This kid gets an idea from watching all of that and says, okay, I'm going to do the same thing. Is that a credible theory? You're darn right it is. I think it is, anyway. Over and over and over again, the news media wasn't even welcomed in Sandy Hook, but they were, of course, there anyway, because you can't stop them. Freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I wouldn't want to stop them in terms of laws, but my God, when does it stop? When does it stop? The overcooking, you've got everybody dependent on these damn tablets and iPhones, iPads, instant updates. People have the news so they can immediately find and this find out what's going on. This kid, probably, I don't know this for a fact. This is the first thing I don't know for sure. But I got to think, given the fact that there's so much, the proliferation of these instruments is, there's nobody, I don't know anybody who doesn't have one of these things, except me. And people who have just tired. I'm in this business. I'm around it 6 hours and then some every day. I don't want to know what's going on. I don't give a damn what's going on. I don't care what's going on. Unless it affects me. And how does the Sandy Hook anniversary affect you? Well, it doesn't affect you at all unless you live there or unless you were in Colorado where this kid did basically the same thing. Didn't get away. He didn't. There's only one person dead, but it's the same stuff. And it's completely, there are two things responsible for this. Maybe you can say three, depending on your attitude toward this. One of them is the news media overdoes it. Number two, this kid had emotional problems. And number three, where do you get the guns? Are those the three things that we should be thinking about here?
He apparently bought these guns legally about a week ago. He's
at
18. He was 18.
I thought you had to be 21 to get these guns. No?
I don't know what the law is in Colorado. I know when they tried to change them, they got rid of all the lawmakers that were trying to change them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe it's number four. The people who do stuff like that are responsible for this. Wayne LaPierre will be out there today saying, this is very man. And Larry Pratt, same thing. And I don't know that they're wrong. I just know there's something is wrong. Something is wrong. 888-302-3684. What do you think it is? You can give us one word if you want on what you think is wrong. Why are these things happening? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Ken, what's... let's pause for a minute here, and then we'll get to the social media side of this. Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The Colorado shooting on the heels of the Sandy Hook anniversary. How do the two fit together? And what ought to be our national focus on this? Quarter past the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. This is clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Love that. It was Boston.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Hurry! Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
888-302-3684. All right, Kenny, I'm coming upon the story of Sheriff John Cook of Weld County, Colorado, explaining in speeches why he's not enforcing the state's new gun law. He holds up two 30-round magazines, one he says he had before July 1st when the law banning the possession, sale, or transfer of the large-capacity magazines went into effect. The other, he said, he got afterwards. He shuffles the magazines around. I'm looking at this video. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is a video and an audio. How is a deputy or an officer supposed to know which is which? The gun laws enacted this year after the shootings in Aurora and Newtown. That's what I was wondering. Aurora. Timing isn't important. Anyway, the victories by advocates of gun control say this is big stuff, but the sheriff says it isn't. The new laws mandate background checks for private gun transfers and outlaw magazines over 15 rounds. In this part of Colorado, it's pretty rural, and these things are pretty irrelevant. Just some food for thought. Okay, so what do we have from Facebook.com and forward slash Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show?
Ben says, 1 minute you're in the school library studying, the next you're fighting for your life. Thank you, NRA.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of that today. What else? Yeah.
Monty says, what is happening in Colorado? They need to reinforce gun laws.
Mm-hmm. They think they just did.
Yeah.
Apparently, that didn't work too well for them. What else?
And Tommy says, we don't know who the next shooter is, but we do know where all the schools are. Guard them with the National Guard.
And that's the end of this country. You do that, you just turn out the lights and close the door. When you got to do that, this country is so damn sick that it becomes irrelevant as a state. 21 after the hour.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now 23 after the hour, Monday, December the 16th, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and the aftermath of changes in the gun law in Colorado. Doesn't seem to have made much difference here. 17-year-old high school senior in critical condition this weekend after being shot at point-blank range by another student. Claire Davis was wounded. Carl Halverson Pearson entered this Arapahoe High School in Centennial, Colorado, opened fire. Police said he fired one round down the hallway, then shot Ms. Davis. She just happened to be sitting nearby with a friend. She suffered severe head trauma. Authorities say the attack lasted 80 seconds before Pearson turned the gun on himself. The intent was to have revenge on the school's debate team instructor, Tracy Murphy, who recently kicked Pearson off the debate team. Yeah. He had a shotgun, multiple rounds of ammo, and he had purchased them legally, as Kenny said. 888-302-3684. Sheriffs refusing in Colorado and in other states to enforce the new gun laws that have been passed in states like Colorado, in states like New York, in states like Florida, in states like California, in states like Washington. So if the sheriffs don't enforce them, what do we do with the sheriffs? Or are they doing the right thing? 888-302-3684. As you know, Mondays bring about a rehash of a lot of the Sunday morning talk programs on the television. That is the news, the so-called news programs. From CNN State of the Union, Candy Crowley talked to Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper about the shooting.
Watching this unfold and the information that we've gotten, there are a couple of questions that arise. First is, this is a young man who walked into a high school, got into a high school with a machete, a pump shotgun, the ammo strapped to a band across him, as well as some Molotov cocktails. He was visibly armed, we are told, so correct me if I'm wrong. How does that happen? It just seems to me that at the entrances of schools, someone that is visibly armed should not be able to get in.
Well, this is a large high school, and like many of the large high schools, there's kids coming in and out all the time. They did have a deputy sheriff on the premise, and the moment there was trouble, he was running to the scene. But, you know, there's a balance, and school administrators and school boards are trying to make a school not be a fortress. They want to be a place of education, and that's I'm sure that's one of the decisions that we're going to be looking at again going down the road with another shooting like this.
At looking at all the doors, perhaps locking them, or obviously more expensive to have people at them all the time. But you're right. Many of these big high schools have multiple doors that folks can get into. Let me ask you what more you might know about the motivation of this young man.
Well, we don't know. There have been reports that maybe he was bullied. I mean, this is really kind of inexplicable that he would, for it seems like not that big a deal, would come after with the intent to kill the teacher that had demoted, the librarian. I can't even fathom it, right? You know, after last year in our legislative session, we put in place, you know, over $20 million just to dramatically expand mental health, you know, have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week call-in centers and mobile crisis centers and train people like they do in CPR about how to recognize, you know, mental illness when you see it, for, you know, get to it quickly. But this kid, by all accounts, wasn't, you know, didn't exhibit the warning signs of mental illness. Obviously, it's hard to fathom why he would have done this without being somewhat crazy. But, you know, bullying does seem to be, a number of these kids were bullied at some point. We have programs now throughout the state, anti-bullying, trying to get kids to deal with that in a more constructive way.
All right, so we'll spend a little more time on this as we continue. This is Good Day.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared!
This holiday, there's only one place to find the Pandora Family Tree Charm and the Pandora Three Kings Charm, exclusively at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, while supplies last.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We take a walk.
A walk down the
shining down
aisle of information.
My feet as they
touch. Let's move back into the discussion of these shootings, both Sandy Hook a year ago and Colorado on Friday. And as I think about this and think about what I say at the beginning of every day, we ought to give thanks for whatever it is that we have in our lives that is amazing. There are so many things, if you really give it time and thought, even though we seem to be surrounded by events like this, I ask how it is it's affecting you. Does it affect you individually, singularly? Is there something that's happened here that may affect you? For the most part, all of us will say no to that. But yeah, we're all buzzing, or many people are buzzing. It depends on your age. The people who are this kid's age in school may or may not be buzzing about it. Those who are out of school and in college or in their 20s, I'll bet you not much. The people who are grousing about this are the people who are not so much concerned about what's going on in schools as they are concerned about owning and having and keeping safe their guns. Kenny, am I right on that? You're 20 years younger than I am. How many people do you know over the weekend who actually spend time talking about this?
Lisa and I talked about it briefly, but the thrust of our conversation was we were really glad our kids weren't in high school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really about it.
So if you're a parent of a high school student, that's actually an excellent thought process. What does that say for people who, my daughter is thinking about getting pregnant? What does that say about what may happen? Will it keep people from getting pregnant, keep people from having children, keep people from adopting children? Does this sort of thing, when added into the mix of all the other things that are going on in society, keep people, I'm a great advocate, frankly. I don't know if I'm great, but I'm a strong advocate, let me use that adjective, of population control. I think this is another example of having too many people in our country and too many people in the world, frankly. Most of the problems in the world come about as a result of two things: bad management and people, too many people to manage. I don't know which comes first. We have too many people to manage and we have bad management. I mean, look at the management of this country. Is there anything that's done by government that makes you feel like they know what in the world, from the very top of the federal level down to the local sheriff? Do you feel like the people who are supposedly in quote-unquote charge have a clue? I sure don't. people say, well, why don't you get involved? I am. I'm a member of the town meeting in the town where I live. And I've thought off and on to, and I gave it actually some more thought last week, of running for selectman in the community where I live. Because I don't like what's going on. And most people I talk to don't like what's going on. Can I make a difference? I don't know. But it would shut me up when it comes to the complaint department. I'm not really even complaining. I don't feel like I'm complaining. I'm just making a statement. The country is a mess. We can't seem to govern ourselves properly. Because if we could, we wouldn't let the gun control people or Monsanto or any of the others who are big corporate people that run, you know, the military industrial complex in large part behind the gun movement, even though it's an individual rights thing. And I support 100% the ability of people who want to be able to protect themselves to be able to do that because of what I just said. The country is a mess. So you want to protect yourself from the bad laws, the bad policing, the corruption, all of the things that are part of the mess. But when it gets, how many people dig into it that deeply? I was saying a minute ago, thinking about how grateful I feel that I live in a free country, that I have this amazing adventure going on in my life, how much all of you mean to me, how I love the people, the beings in my life, who are important, all of that stuff. There are a lot of feelings here and emotions and things that we ought to be taking stock of, I think, every single day of our lives. Having said that, maybe if more people did that, I'll say this as an aside, we wouldn't have this kind of stuff going on. But we do. And so how do we deal with it? We obviously don't know how to deal with it because it keeps going on. If by definition, if we knew how to deal with it, these things would stop. Right? Am I right or wrong? 888-302-3684. Mark's in Hampton, Virginia. Mark, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I think partly you're right. Two points to make. You were saying earlier about people, the gun lobby always talks about we had armed people in the schools that would never happen. Most of the time I haven't heard him say that. It would possibly reduce it. And once again, once he came across an armed individual, he turned the gun on himself. Most of them do that when they.
I don't. Did the sheriff's deputy actually get to him before he killed himself? I didn't get that out of the story.
I don't think he got to him, but I think he was pursuing him.
But did that kid know he was there or coming? Did he know that?
I don't know. I kind of got the impression from some of the stuff I've heard that I haven't heard a definite one way or the other. But typically in the other cases, when the shooter faced an armed individual or knew they were coming, heard the police and shot himself. He never even saw him. I think there's been a few others like that where once somebody armed was there, usually law enforcement, they turned the gun on himself. It stopped the attack without even having to shoot at him. Possibly have him. The knowledge that there's more armed people in the school and you don't know who it is, maybe it would keep people from doing this, maybe not, but it would certainly stop just the mass carnage. I mean, it would shorten it. Unfortunately, this girl was shot, but I guess it could have been worse. We'll never know.
Yeah, right. It could have been. We can always say that.
Yeah, but...
Answer, if you don't mind, your children are how old, Mark?
I think my son's 31 and my daughter's 35.
All right. Think back to when they were in high school. Did you have any concerns at all about any of this when your children were in high school?
Not that I recall.
No. All right. So what's changed?
Well, I think, as I was telling the other guys, back years ago, about the time of Kennedy assassination, a kid could order a military-style rifle through the mail, not automatic weapon, but high-powered rifles and stuff. And friends I know that are older than me grew up then said you go down to the hardware store, 12 years old, buy yourself your pistol and a rifle.
Yeah.
And,
so is that a deterrent? But we had plenty of violence then. We just had fewer people, so
No, well, you didn't see the school shootings. I don't think it ever happened.
But so why is it then we have school shootings? What do we have?
I think our whole culture is going down the toilet as we've kicked God and the Bible out of school, out of our presence. Even people who weren't Christians back then at least believed that the Bible was a good moral book to raise your kids by. You know, don't kill, don't steal, don't lie. Now it's kind of do whatever you want to do, and it doesn't matter. I think the farther we stray, the worse we become. I mean, you didn't have nearly the problems we do now. I mean, some problems have always existed, but on a much smaller scale. Now it's widespread, and if you were myself as a Christian, I don't need to be ruled by laws to tell me don't do every little thing. I rule myself because.
Well, you can rule yourself without being a Christian. You just have consciousness. That's all right. Mark, thank you. Appreciate the input. The problem is we don't have consciousness. You can say, well, people and religion, the fact that there isn't as much makes us less of a moderate culture. That's a hard argument to make anymore because religion has been responsible for so much trouble. And so then you go back to, okay, so what does fix the problem? And I don't know, getting grounded, being less connected to, I have a very strong belief in God, the ultimate, if you will, power or infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it. I don't know that religion helps, but I think having a consciousness, or maybe even doing what I just suggested a few minutes ago, giving thanks for whatever it is in your life that is the most important. Grounding yourself thing. I don't think kids are grounded to anything anymore except those God. I almost did it. it's like they worship these iPhones and this, the culture of teaching kids or giving them these things at 3, 4, 5 years old. They're like zombies. And there's more and more of it. And less personification of relationships and conversations and just having fun. How many people had fun yesterday? Kenny, did you have fun yesterday doing something?
I was so busy, had so many errands, I don't think I had any real fun yesterday.
Evan, did you have any fun yesterday?
I did, yes.
Good. Did you watch a football game that came out well? Is that what was fun?
No, I went to the Capitals Flyers game. Unfortunately, my team lost, but I was with family, so it was still fun.
I had fun, okay. So maybe that's something to think about as we think about all this other stuff. What did you do to have fun? What have you done in the past 24 hours that brought you joy? 888-302-3684, 16 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Call us at 888-302-3684 if you want to secure your thoughts, your thinking about the Colorado shooting, the Sandy Hook shooting, what's going on in America, when did you have fun? Susan calls us on Good Day. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about you? Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's kind of inappropriate, I guess, in this conversation. But you know what? Maybe if we thought more about that sort of thing and less about this garbage, this rehash of all the stuff that's happened in the last year, 2 years, 20 years, 50 years, we might have a different spin on things. So what's on your mind?
Well, I told you I'm an old maid. I'm 60 years old. I've never had children, but I have nieces and nephews. And I just look back when I was a child. I never had the money to buy guns or bullets or anything. If I wanted something, I had to go to my mom or dad to get the money.
Yeah, that's a good point. Where's all the money coming from? Where are this 18-year-old, where did he get the money? Did he have a job? If he had a job, you might understand that he had the money. But if he didn't have a job, where did he get the money?
Well, he's making a lot of money then if he has a job.
What does it cost to buy all of the armaments? Did anybody come up with a number as to what it costs? I don't know how much a shotgun costs. I don't know how much a machete costs. I don't know how much any of this stuff costs.
Well, and I think kids today are made to believe that they're the it. And I mean, I know you love children, and yeah, they are the future, but they can never, they always succeed, whether it's in school or at church or whatever. Nothing they do is ever wrong. There's the parents and the teachers and everything. Society always has to point out something good they've done. And I wasn't raised that way. I mean, if I did something wrong, I was told I did it wrong.
All right, so here's a different, let me take a, there's an approach that suggests that your thinking is correct because there's too much praise being heaped on kids and it's undeserved. We all laugh when we follow the cars. I'm the proud parent of a honor student from Mofokane Junior High School. That's nonsense. The other side of it is that how you grow up feeling loved is not that does not separate you from your realities as you get older. Speaking as one who understands that much more now than I did when I was younger, if your parents haven't brought you up in a surrounding where you feel secure, and that usually means you feel loved, but this is artificial love. The stuff you're pointing out is phony baloney love. That's not, you know, really the nitty gritty kind of love. So maybe that's the point here. Thank you, Susan.
We live.
live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We have 53 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the First Amendment, the First Amendment to the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Say what you want, think what you want, be prepared to be challenged. If you have strong feelings, how do you back them up? 888-302-3684. Here is Taco Sue Jeffers with political analyst David Strom talking about the issue of gun control, quickly coming up again.
My niece goes to a school just 3 miles down the road.
I called
my sister. What's in the water out in Colorado out there? It's crazy. You know, you had the movie theater shooting and Colorado was one of the states that had, after Sandy Hook, had all the new gun legislation. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they ended up bouncing a couple of the legislators out of there saying, hey, you're not taking our guns away from us. So, in a word, do you really think more legislation, more bans is going to stop the school shootings?
Well, first of all, we have to establish a few facts here. I mean, Joe Biden's favorite kind of gun is the shotgun. Oh. And it was a shotgun that was used. First of all, I want to say something very important. I was disgusted then, and I remain disgusted today, that victims and their families are used as political football.
I know. Me too.
It is so frustrating. And in fact, I wound up on Facebook defending my brother, of all people, because, he had not just jumped on this bandwagon. I have plenty of friends who are gun control advocates. But, I think it is important to remember that there are real people behind these tragedies. But what happened?
People forget that.
Oh, yeah.
They forget that.
They become political footballs.
Right.
And it is disgusting. But, two weapons were used about which nobody is talking about regulating. One, a shotgun, and the other, a Molotov cocktail. How are you going to do anything about Molotov cocktails?
But you're right. Nobody's trying to ban those. Nobody's trying to ban a shotgun. No,
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that the variable that matters is dealing with mental illness.
Okay. I'm taking a deep breath here and trying to After having this conversation for an hour, I think I'm going back to the gun laws and the sheriffs who are not interested in doing what they're supposed to do. Since when is it up to a sheriff to decide what laws he or she will enforce? I don't know. There must be some women sheriffs around. Or not. What is the consequence for a sheriff not doing what the law requires of him or her? If, in fact, you break the law, you're required to pay a penalty, right? For the most part, anyway. So the resistance, right, Kenny? Am I right?
Absolutely.
So the resistance of the sheriffs in Colorado, which is now playing out in other states, raises a lot of questions about whether the tougher rules passed in Connecticut have an effect on parts, all of America, in fact. Gun ownership common in places like Colorado. New York State, there's a big agricultural, big rural. New York State, people think of New York, or they think of Syracuse or Buffalo. Hell, that's a big state, and there's a lot of open land, a lot of farms. And you can be sure the farmers have guns, and they ought to have them. For all kinds of reasons. In New York State, Governor Cuomo signed one of the toughest gun law packages last January. Two sheriffs have said publicly in New York they'll not enforce the law. Cuomo says that sets a dangerous precedent. Okay, so what are you doing about it? Did you arrest the sheriffs for not doing, you have any way of proving? See, they can bury this stuff, and you're never going to know about what really, was somebody violating this, and the sheriff just paid no attention? Unless something erupts like what we've seen in Colorado or in Connecticut, who's going to know whether the sheriff, they stop you and they see a gun in the back of your car and ask you a few questions about it. Okay, see you later. Liberty County, Florida, a jury last month acquitted a sheriff who had been suspended, charged with misconduct after he refused to enforce a law. He released a guy arrested on charges of carrying a concealed firearm. The sheriff was immediately reinstated and said he was protecting the man's Second Amendment rights. That's how he got off. Huh? So if you have a law, maybe this is a way of ameliorating the situation that's bad. Yeah, a lot of bad laws have been passed, so we're just not going to enforce them. We know that Congress doesn't enforce half the laws it passes. They pass another law that's just as stupid, and they don't enforce those either. Aha, there's some food for thought. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.